based on stem pack style battery. See store for details and product exclusions.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us. Here's what we've got in this discussion, because we got these magazines and ranking and what people are saying. And by the way, Jake Bentley's on the cover of the Street and Smith.
Is he?
With Kelly Bryant and Ryan Finley.
Jake Bentley is the front and center of that cover.
No.
Not in the front?
No.
He's not in the front of those groups?
Yeah, who else is on there?
Who?
Matt Colburn, Wake Forest running back.
Is Jake Bentley in the front of that group?
Well, yeah, but no.
Interesting.
Is Ryan Finley the best of those three quarterbacks?
Yes.
Yes. Bentley had a good year last year. I don't want to be unfair to Jake Bentley, but also I thought that the Gamecock fans, like fans of teams do sometimes, they expect too much. I mean, we're talking about Trevor Lawrence winning the Heisman here. I want to be clear about that. But with that said, you also have to talk about facts and where facts are. Who's better, Trevor Lawrence or Jake Bentley?
The eye says Trevor Lawrence, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No doubt about that one. But anyway, we hadn't done shit. We'll see. But I don't want to be unfair to Jake Bentley. So I want to go back and look at, what he's done and then critique that. Will you agree with me that because the Gamecock fans thought that Brandon McIlwain was going to be the guy, and when he wasn't the guy, and you end up playing Jake Bentley, and he ended up beating UMass, Tennessee, and Missouri, and everything went great. And then in the two big games of the three big games of the year, they got beat, Florida, Clemson, and South Florida. Now, they did put up a bunch of yards against South Florida.
Yep.
But with the rubber hitting the road against his two big ones on the road at Florida, 18 of 33, 213 yards, no touchdowns, one pick, 9 carries for minus 6 yards. Got beat 20-7, put up 7 points there. Against Clemson, his offense didn't score, only played a half. 7 of 17 for 41 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception. A big pick there, 3 carries for minus 6 yards. So then you go into a sophomore season, a true sophomore season, some pretty high expectations. And he threw for 300 yards once in a game. That was against Kentucky in a loss. Threw 3 touchdowns against NC State, 3 touchdowns against Arkansas. He threw for less than 200 yards a game against Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Wofford, Clemson. Tennessee game 15 of 24, 129 yards. I mean, Zach, are you listening to some of his numbers? I mean, it doesn't look like. I mean, Georgia 21 of 35, 227, 1 touchdown, 2 picks. Against Clemson, 16 of 29 for 126 yards. 1 touchdown, 2 picks. 5 carries, 9 yards. You kind of see what we're saying here a little bit, right?
So let me ask you this then. Yes. Why is the hype there?
Part of the hype is, A, the Gamecocks are starving. And B, there's not a whole lot of other guys that you're going to pin as the face of the program, the face of the offense. Debo Samuel is a guy that you kind of prepare for a little bit, right?
Sure.
Who else on their offense is a guy you go, you know what, man? You got to stop that guy right there. So if you're a Gamecock fan, you know, you got to kind of have a guy. You know, your kid's got to be able to buy a jersey. You know what I'm saying? But more than anything else is that you're starved for it. I don't think Jake Bentley's any better than he's obviously not as better as say Connor Shaw or something like that. But since then, you just hadn't had very good quarterbacks. Think about that. Think about South Carolina quarterbacks post Connor Shaw. How's it done? How's it gone for him? Hadn't gone very well. Fourth and North. You know.
God, I hate Perry Orth.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't like
him. Nice kid.
For those asking about the Michigan game, if they didn't hear it or whatever, 19 of 32, 239 yards, two touchdowns and an interception.
Yeah. It was a pretty good game.
In a win.
Yeah, 239 is a decent game. Not great. But A.J. Turner, Tyson Williams, or Rico Dowdle, they don't scare you. Really, I mean, Brian Edwards has had a good, solid career so far. He caught four touchdown passes last year. It's not like Brian Edwards is a great player. Hayden Hurst, the first-round draft pick, caught two touchdowns last year. You know? Shy Smith, I think he's got a chance. Or Trey Smith's a good, solid possession kind of guy. But outside of Debo Samuel, there's just not really anybody who, you know, that's going to be the case. And, you know, Texter makes a good point here. He goes, it was supposed to be Lorenzo Nunez. And then it wasn't. It was supposed to be Lorenzo Nunez until it wasn't. Then it was supposed to be Brandon McElwain until it wasn't.
Wasn't McElwain Russell Wilson for a while?
Oh, yeah. And now it's Jake Bentley. Look, we have to have hope. I understand why that happened. We had to have hope. And then when Bentley comes in and wins a few games in a row there against some bad teams, but you get your hopes up high. I don't think that anybody, any South Carolina fan, would sit back and tell you that they thought that Jake Bentley last year would throw for 2,500 yards, 62% completion percentage. Neither one of those blow your doors off. 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I would say that most South Carolina fans going into last year would have gone over 55 in yards, would have gone over 62% completion, would have gone over 16 touchdowns and under 11 touchdowns.
Interceptions.
I mean, interceptions. Under 11 interceptions. That's just my explanation of it. I think he's a good, solid player. I don't think he's a great player by any stretch. How about I give you this, buddy? How about I give you quarterback rankings? They have South Carolina 6th unit rankings. Behind Alabama, I'd agree with that. Behind Missouri, I'd agree with that. Behind Auburn, I would agree with that. Behind Mississippi State, I would agree with that. Behind Georgia, I'd agree with that. Ahead of Vanderbilt, that's pretty close. Ahead of Ole Miss, I don't even know who Ole Miss' quarterback is. Ahead of A&M, yeah. Tennessee, yeah. LSU, yeah. Kentucky, Florida, Arkansas, yeah.
LSU just got the
transfer.
Yeah, the transfer. What's his name?
He's not eligible this year, though, right?
What's his name?
Yeah, that one.
That guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that Coach O is going to ruin again.
On football. So Tua's better. Drew Locke's better. Jared Stidham's better. Fromm is better. Actually.
Fields better?
Fields is better.
Ooh.
You'd rather have Fields than Bentley, right?
Bentley's a future first-round draft pick. I don't know why I would want anybody else.
Starting quarterback at Kentucky, I don't know. I have no idea who it's going to be.
They can try anybody out there if they want to.
Is Keller Chris, the kid that coming in from Stanford, Tennessee, is he better? I don't think he is. Kyle Shermer, though, I think might be better. What should I have, Jalen Hurts or Jake Bentley?
You want to know how I know South Carolina fans know Jake Bentley isn't that good?
Huh.
When we talk about him and South Carolina fans hear that, I get tweets like the one I just got from South Carolina fans bashing Trevor Lawrence in his Army All-American game. Say he sucked. Absolutely terrible. The pass in the spring game was without any pressure, and the receiver could have been called for a push-off.
Let me be clear about this.
Get out of my face.
Every single South Carolina fan on the face of the earth, including Bobby Bentley, would take Trevor Lawrence over Jake Bentley.
Just saying.
Including him. We'll take him over there. Nah, I'm just saying. There's not any coach in America who would take him, including the old man. Hey, that's when you know you're better. When the old man goes, son, I love you and everything, man. This guy's got a rocket arm. Sorry, son.
Son, listen. I'll get you a really good Christmas present this year.
Yeah. What do you want, a car? What do you want, a pony? See how that works out for you.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, that's true, though. It's true.
Get out of my face. Tell anything you don't know. Nonsense.
I'm not telling you anything you don't really think, right?
But that's what makes this little competition fun, right? This little rivalry we have going.
Mm.
It's the nonsense you can talk during, you know, the summer and then the early spring, late spring, early summers. 103 days out. Of course, Trevor Lawrence stinks at 103 days out. He's terrible. But, of course he's terrible. But really, he's pretty good.
Maybe.
But maybe.
He's really good. Right, I got a question
maybe for you. Maybe come the last Saturday in November, we'll find out how good he is.
I got a question for you.
Maybe.
If Jake Bentley...
takes 60 on him. He's gonna hang. I'm getting upset. I'm just getting mad.
Hang half a 100 on him.
No, that's not enough.
All right, let me ask you this.
Sorry, school. There's nothing worse. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was so mad.
Why do you hate him so much?
I just, you know, don't. Just go.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So far.
I mean, just belligerently stupid. Like, it doesn't make sense. Their arguments. I don't get it.
Oh, man.
Is Jake Bentley a good quarterback? Well, Trevor Lawrence sucks. Okay. What are you saying to me right now?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence sucks. He's terrible. All right. Let me ask you this. Let me put it in this tone right here for you. He was 16 of 29. If Jake Bentley against Clemson so far, all right, this is important what you do against your arch rivals.
Yeah, give me those numbers.
So far, he is 23 of... Is that right? 16 and 7, 23, yeah. 23 of 46.
Mm-hmm. So 50% completion percentage.
Right. For 167 yards.
Yep.
One touchdown.
In two games?
Three interceptions. Yeah. Two games. So against Clemson, he's averaging.
Well, in six quarters of play?
Yes, true.
He came out halftime in the first one.
All right. Against Clemson, he's 23 of 46. 50% is not bad. 167 yards in two games is not good. One touchdown, three picks is not good. And his team has been outscored 56-7 and 34-10, 90-17. If Jake Bentley's trajectory continues down this path where he does not play great against Clemson and he goes 0-4 against Clemson.
Yeah. Well, he's declaring after this year.
He's not declaring after this year.
He's declaring after this year. First round pick. Andrew Luck 2.0.
Come on.
Go ahead. Continue.
Does that tarnish his other accomplishments? You okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
What?
I can't read it.
Come on.
I can't read it. It's bad.
You can't read it on here?
No.
Oh, man. Does that diminish his legacy in Columbia?
What's the legacy?
Well, I'm saying right now.
You say you go 0-4 against your rival.
Yeah.
You haven't beaten Kentucky yet. Mm. You're not beating Georgia.
Mm.
They're not going to win the East without beating Georgia. Mm. They're certainly not going to win the SEC without winning the East.
Mm.
You beat Michigan. That's your legacy.
Texas said he has... two touchdowns against Clemson. Unfortunately, one was to Ryan Carter.
That's true. That's true.
That play set the tone for the game. Two interceptions that he's thrown really set the tone.
Yeah, yeah. They weren't that much better.
I think he's a solid middle-of-the-road SEC quarterback. Is that fair?
Middle-of-the-road SEC, yes.
Okay.
Middle-of-the-road SEC quarterback in a conference that has been terrible for quarterback play.
Mm.
Absolutely abysmal for quarterback play.
Mm. Shermer threw for more yards and more touchdowns last year and less interceptions. 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 2,800 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Shermer better than Bentley? I don't know, man. I don't know.
But he's playing against that SEC defense, that SEC speed every weekend.
Kentucky?
That's SEC. SEC
Arkansas?
Defense.
A&M? Give me a break, dude.
That SEC speed.
Give me a break. All right, let me do this
People
now.
People say that.
What?
Well, you know, he's getting, you know, it's the SEC. It's tougher. That's a real thing, though.
What a bunch of malarkey.
Hey, people, like, legitimately will have that conversation with you.
Hold on.
And you be like, oh, you know, he stinks. He doesn't have the good numbers. And they, well, he's playing against the SEC, so it comes with a grain of salt.
He's playing against what? Missouri?
I'm just saying.
Vanderbilt?
I'm letting you know.
He didn't play Alabama.
Out there. I'm letting you know.
He's yet to play Alabama. He's yet to play Auburn.
I'm just letting you know
it's
out
LSU,
there.
LSU, who's not very good. Against a Tennessee team that had a winning record forever? Against Butch Jones' Tennessee team? Against Missouri? Against Kentucky? Against a bad Florida team?
It's the SEC.
Against Arkansas?
It means more.
Come on, man. Get off of that. I'm done with that.
Get the graduate patch on your shoulder, Brad, and let's get out of here.
I'm done with that. Anyway, can I tell my friends about my great friends over at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com?
Absolutely.
We have a big Palmetto golfer board today. Brought to you by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. Palmetto Dunes Golf. I want to talk about golf here. Three beautiful golf courses. All three completely different. So on a long weekend, you play the Jones course, you play the Hills course, you play the Fazio course. You're going to play three completely different situations. Completely different golf courses. I love that variety. So go by and check everything out. Make your tee times available now. They're available now. Go by and see our good friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. And a long Palmetto Golf Report today. Quickly, I can tell you, at the AT&T Byron Nelson, Jonathan Bird was the only of our local players to make the cut. He finished tied for 42nd. In the women's golf going on over at Carson Creek, the final of the stroke play rounds today, Furman coming into today is in 12th place. They need to move up. They're at 35 over. They need to move in the top eight to advance to match play. Kent State's at 27 over. So Furman's got to make up eight shots. They tee off at 12:20 today out at Carson Creek. And our USGA four ball, great news here. We have a couple of our local guys that are advancing, including my very good friends, Raymond Wooten and Brandon Berdowski. They shot 400 par yesterday, tied for 16th, and they move on to match play today. Not sure what time, because they have a playoff for the six teams for the final seven spots in that playoff. We had several of our other local guys that didn't make it, but congratulations. My partner, Raymond Wooten, doing that down at the USGA four ball down at Jupiter Hills Club down in Florida. So great news there. And by the way, Clemson men's team seeded 11th, and they'll play this weekend coming up out at Carson Creek at the NCAA Golf Championship. We'll get the coach Larry Penley on before they leave to go out there. That is our Palmetto Golf Report, but for great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Here's one thing I'm being just going to be honest about. You're not going to get better conditions and greens, and everything's awesome. Some really great character holes there, and you're going to get great variety with three awesome golf courses at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Make your tee times, make it all very simple on the award-winning website at PalmettoDunes.com. We'll take a break, come back. Next segment, phone calls, text, and tweets right after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, now the Butcher's Block in Anderson is serving breakfast. Open at 6:30, the Butcher's Block will be serving fresh baked from scratch biscuits. All kinds of biscuits starting at $1.89. Sausage, bacon, egg, cheeseburger biscuit, sausage and gravy, fried chicken biscuit, ribeye and filet mignon. Add hollandaise and an egg to make it Benedict style. Lots to choose from. Get creative and make your own. There's also scrambled eggs, grits, and low country shrimp and grits. Get the combo and get your choice of milk, coffee, tea, or soda. Don't do fast breakfast food. Do fresh breakfast food at the Butcher's Block every morning at 6:30, Tuesday through Friday. Use our convenient drive-thru and make breakfast good again. The Butcher's Block, located at 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Don't forget our catering service and our delicious meals to go for those on the move. The Butcher's Block, good fresh food all day long.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Clemson's premier hotel, the Abernathy, brings you a special evening Wednesday. Starting at 5, enjoy a unique evening with handcrafted beverages, along with a special wine tasting. Plus live music from all of us, a Clemson band headed by Brad Crow and backed by Adam McFarlane and Larry Williams. This Wednesday at the Abernathy, wine tasting and craft beverages with live music. For more information, call 654-5299. The Abernathy, Clemson's premier hotel.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Everybody has their own little opinions, and it all gets homogenized, and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Mississippi, surrounded by for walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong.
Here's, by the way, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call my friends there. In the city, yeah. Nothing better than Stevie Wonder. Except for Carolina Flooring Specials. They're better than Stevie Wonder because they're really, 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 really good at their jobs. Hey, our garage looks amazing. It looks awesome. On Friday, I got a text from a listener who said, hey, Mick, I wanted to just thank you and thank the Parham brothers for coming out and doing an awesome job. I forgot if you said Manuel or Daniel or Manuel through all this stuff. The bottom line is that my garage floor looks great. His does too, apparently. From the text. And so do this. It's a no obligation phone call. It's easy. I got some friends that are building a house right now. I need to get in touch with them and tell them this. Just call our great friends over. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Let them give you a chance at your jobs. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. Zach's getting into it on our healthcare text line, 986-1566. With a... I think maybe a troller. I wanted to run this by Zach when he comes back, though. If you can hear me, I'll tell this to you. All right, let me run down other things in case you hadn't seen it. Then I'll get Zach back involved in the football stuff. Clemson beat Pittsburgh 16-6, 4-1, 5-0 over the weekend. They're 43-13 regular season, 22-8 in the league, 11 in the RPI. Gamecocks took 2 out of 3 from A&M. They're 32-22, 17-13 in the SEC. Clemson plays Notre Dame on Wednesday at 3-ish, Miami at 7, I mean on Thursday at 7-ish. South Carolina, the final game be really late against Missouri down in Hoover on Tuesday. The single elimination there. If they win, they'll get Arkansas starting double elimination there. Women's golf told you gets down to 8 teams at the end of the day. Furman's still in the running for that. The men's teams, Clemson, the 11th seed. Told you that in our last segment there. NBA over the weekend, Cleveland beat Boston to cut the lead down to 2-1 last night. 41-point win. Golden State pounds Houston 126-85. Take a 2-1 lead there. PGA Tour, Aaron Wise won the Byron Nelson at a new golf course. Billy Cannon died this past weekend, former LSU star at the age of 80. On the NHL, Vegas is the expansion. They go to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they'll face either Tampa, who's got a 3-2 lead over Washington right now, over the Caps right now. Talked an awful lot of Athlons, awful lot of Lindys. Let me throw this out to you, Mr. Or24. Have the Clemson senior class, has it played a tougher SEC schedule than South Carolina senior class? Because I asked that. All right?
Oh, boy.
I asked that. Because Clemson faced a 12th-ranked Georgia team on the road. Now, none of these South Carolina teams have finished right. That's one thing. You got to throw out the games against each other because you can't help that game. You can't argue for South Carolina's schedule being stronger when they face
Clemson,
who the senior class is ranked 23, 1, 3, and 1.
Let's go ahead and get this out of the way, though.
Two.
We know Clemson's schedule is weak this year.
Yes.
So when you're going to come and text us that.
But it hasn't been.
It's terrible this year.
Right. But with that said, though,
yep.
Last year, first time ever that somebody beats 3 ranked teams in the month of September ever in the history of the Associated Press poll.
That was mildly impressive.
I thought it was impressive. Nobody's ever done it. And
mildly.
And you beat, you know, a team that finished in the top 10 in Auburn last year. And, but my point is this. All right, as Clemson played a 12th-ranked, their senior class, their freshman year, they played 12th-ranked Georgia team. They played Auburn 2 years in a row, one in which the last year which Auburn finished 10th in the country. And they played Alabama twice, where Alabama was ranked number 2 and number 1. Actually, they played Alabama 3 times. Number 2, number 1, and number 4. So the question is, has Clemson played a tougher SEC schedule? Now, South Carolina has played Georgia every year, so we'll give them that. But the South Carolina senior class they played Auburn once. They played a number 5 ranked Auburn down there, and Auburn beat them 42-35. And actually, you know what? No, not the senior class has not. You got to take that back. The senior class has not. The senior class has not played Auburn. They did play Georgia 3 times. Georgia was ranked 7th once. They weren't ranked the second year they played them. Last year, Georgia was ranked because they played them late. But besides that, they did face a 7th-ranked LSU team in 2015. They faced a 9th-ranked A&M team in 2016. Last year,
how'd those games go?
Not very good. Last year, did they face a ranked, besides Georgia, did they face a ranked SEC team? I don't think they did.
They'll face Georgia in week 2 this year.
Yeah, but last year, Georgia was the only ranked SEC team they played. And so South Carolina's senior class has faced 1, 2, 3, 4. They faced 4 ranked SEC, or 4 teams ranked in the top, actually, 4 top 10 SEC teams. And Clemson has faced Alabama 3 times. Auburn once. They didn't face Georgia because of the way that one turned out. So they faced, you know, as many top 10 SEC teams, in other words.
How about that?
Put a couple number ones in there. Clemson's played Alabama a lot more than South Carolina's played Alabama in recent years. That's
crazy. They have. Played Alabama shows up on that schedule next season, don't they?
For South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's not going to be a good thing.
Is that one at home or is that going to be in Tuscaloosa?
That's a good question. Tuscaloosa. Zach, 24. It doesn't matter, by the way.
Well, I mean, it could.
No, it could.
It could.
They beat South Carolina on the moon.
I legitimately think that South Carolina has some sort of shot week two against Georgia this year.
None.
I really do.
Well, you're wrong.
Because Georgia can always lose the offseason. You're replacing a lot of Georgia coming back. It's there's a shot there for me.
2019 is in West Williams-Brice. Alabama at Williams-Brice.
You don't just walk into Williams-Brice and come out with a W.
Tell Hunter Renfrow that. Here's what I'm telling you. This year.
It's a tough environment.
This year, how many ranked teams will South Carolina play?
They'll play...
Let me give you the teams.
Georgia and Clemson.
Right. Coastal won't be ranked. Marshall won't be ranked.
No.
Vanderbilt?
No.
Kentucky?
No.
Missouri?
No, probably not.
I don't think A&M will be. We'll check on A&M's schedule, though.
What week is that?
That is October 13th.
Maybe.
Before that now, let's see if they'll be ranked. Let me give you who A&M has ranked. Who they played before South Carolina.
Yeah, where were they in your top 25 polls in the Smith and...
Well, one of them had them ranked. The other one had them like 26th or something. But you know, a lot can happen between now and then. Texas A&M is... If I can find their schedule in here, bear with me one second here. Texas A&M has... Give me a little win game here. Northwestern State.
They're going to beat Northwestern State.
Clemson.
I think they're going to lose to Clemson.
Monroe.
They're going to win.
At Alabama.
I think they're going to be 2-2.
Arkansas in Arlington.
They can win that game.
Kentucky.
They can win that game.
So they're going to be 4-2. I don't think they're going to be ranked. 4-2 is not going to get you ranked.
4-2, probably not.
Okay.
But maybe.
The Gamecocks play Tennessee.
I do not expect Tennessee to be ranked this year.
Let's see, though. Let's see what they're going to be like.
I do not expect it.
Tennessee, West Virginia, and Charlotte.
Mm-mm.
East Carolina. Yeah. I'm sorry, East Tennessee State.
They should be and win the state, yes. Yeah.
East Tennessee State. UTEP. I don't know. They haven't beat Vanderbilt the last 2 years. UTEP.
Yeah, they can beat them.
How about Florida at home?
At home?
Yeah.
No.
At Georgia.
They go to Georgia and lose.
At Auburn.
You're on a 3-game losing streak now.
Alabama.
You're on a 4-game.
Tennessee will not be ranked.
No.
Ole Miss won't be ranked.
No.
Let me see if Florida will be ranked before they play.
Florida could be ranked.
All right, let's see what this looks like. Ready? Charleston Southern.
They can win that game, of course.
Kentucky.
They will win that game.
Colorado State.
They will win that game.
At Tennessee.
They will win that game.
At Mississippi State.
They will win that game. They might win that game, but they should win that game.
LSU at home.
That could be a toss-up for me.
Give one of those losses in that one. Vanderbilt on the road.
Debbie.
Georgia and Jacksonville.
So that's two losses.
Missouri at home.
So a two-loss team coming in.
Hey,
that could be a top 25 team.
That could be a top 25 team. So the Gamecocks this year could face two SEC-ranked teams this year. Could be.
Well, two.
They don't play Alabama. They don't play Auburn. They don't play LSU. They don't play.
If you're throwing Arkansas, out the Clemson game,
yeah,
then that's two ranked teams so far, right?
Right.
Clemson play two ranked teams this year? You don't think A&M's going to be ranked week two?
I mean, I don't. I guess they could.
Florida State could sneak in there, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they might be preseason from what we're seeing so far.
Yeah. Georgia Tech won't. Syracuse won't. Wake Forest won't. NC State won't. Louisville won't. You know what? Boston College could.
There's a chance South Carolina plays more ranked teams than Clemson this year. That's a bad schedule Clemson has.
Clemson's got a bad schedule.
It's just terrible.
But remember this. Last year, Auburn was ranked. Louisville was ranked. Boston College was ranked. Virginia Tech was ranked. NC State was ranked. Florida State was not ranked, right?
No.
And then South Carolina was ranked. Miami was ranked. And Alabama was ranked. Clemson faced seven ranked teams last year, including two teams that finished in the top 10. And what did Miami finish last year? Miami finished 13th. They faced three top 13 teams last year. Clemson's strength of schedule was good last year. The year before, they faced 3rd-ranked Louisville, 12th-ranked Florida State, 18th-ranked Virginia Tech, 2nd-ranked Ohio State, and top-ranked Alabama. The year before that, 6th-ranked Notre Dame, 17th-ranked Florida State, 8th-ranked North Carolina, 4th-ranked Oklahoma, 2nd-ranked Alabama. So the point through all this is that Clemson's faced a tougher schedule. This year won't be the case. But as I've told you before, Mr. Or 24, the Gamecocks, this is an easy schedule this year. You better get it done. Because in 19, you have Florida at home, Vanderbilt at home, Kentucky at home, Alabama at home, at Georgia, at Tennessee, at Missouri, at A&M, North Carolina and Charlotte, App State at home, TBA, and then Clemson at home. So you see my point here in 2019. I made this point before. Give me a quick win game 2019 for South Carolina. You ready?
Sure.
Home games, Florida.
Loss.
Vanderbilt.
Win. You can be Vandy.
Kentucky.
You beat Kentucky. Get off the schneid.
Alabama.
You lose against Alabama.
Away games, Georgia.
You lose at Georgia.
Tennessee.
You can go to Tennessee and win.
Missouri.
You can win in Missouri.
A&M.
You probably lose that game.
Neutral site game with North Carolina.
That's a toss-up.
So win.
Let's go. We'll go win.
They'll beat App State.
Yeah.
And then TBA, we don't know. And then Clemson at home.
I think you lose that game.
So, best. I mean, to me, that was 7-5 in year 4 Muschamp. So, the point is, you better win in 18. 18 schedule's easy. 19 schedule's tough. Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, that's tough. You better win in 18 is the point.
Yep.
Pressure's on. And if for some reason you got 7-5-18, 6-6-19, now you're it ain't good. Now recruiting's really struggling and in the hot seat. And just telling it, that ain't good. You don't want that. So, 18's the year. You better get it done in 18. In 20... you got to go to LSU. You got to go to Clemson. You got to go to Florida. Georgia comes here. Tennessee comes here. Missouri comes here. A&M comes here. You know, 20 is a big year there, too. Hey, my friends at Krut LED, K-R-U-T-L-E-D. You want to save a little money on your power bill? You want to save money on your lights, the high bay light fixtures, the 6-inch down lights, the parking pole, parking light fixtures, your sign lights? Call 401-8506 or go by exit 19B off of I-85. This Duke Energy midstream channel partner, Krut LED, wants to save you. They get you safer lights. They get you better lights. It's our great friend at Krut LED, KRUTLED.com. It's an upfront rebate. You're going to save money on the front end of it. Then your power bills are going to be lower. You save money on the back end of it. And your customers are better off and safer. Your employees are better off and safer. Your parking lots are safer and better lit. Your signs are better lit. Why would you not do that? What a great deal. Dr. Ish Patel says, come by and see them. They'd love to see you. 401-8506, 401-8506, K-R-U-T-L-E-D, KrutLED.com. Robert in Greenville. Hang on. I'm coming to you. Final segment right after this.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offer ends May 31st, 2018. See dealer details.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. but you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Local Mart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Local Mart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson or online at AndersonFordSC.com. Plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
Get your patio pool or porch furniture ready with new patio furniture from Craft Stove Store and Patio. Classic styles that will last you a lifetime. Brands like Summer Classics, Hanamint, Trapatone, Lloyd Flanders, Palm Spring Rattan, Meadowcraft, and Breeze Esta. America's best outdoor furniture is at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Shop and save with a huge inventory of classic lifetime patio furniture at Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Every home is unique. That's why I, the Orkin Man, rely on science.
Come on in. Honey, will you turn that off?
Wow. Tent in the family room?
Yep. This little lady's trying to earn her Calico camper badge, but we can't go outside.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, they have us stuck indoors.
Well, if you want to take this camp back outside, I can use the latest science from our entomologists to help protect your yard from mosquitoes.
But do you get a badge for that?
Yep. This red one right here. Orkin. Pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Larry Williams, TigerIllustrated.com. has a story out a few minutes ago that says that Hunter Johnson is transferring from Clemson. Johnson talked to Dabo Swinney last week, discussed his plans about leaving the program, according to sources. Brownsburg, Indiana native, played in seven games as a true freshman last fall, 21 of 27 passes, 234 yards, two touchdowns, spent much of the season as a third-team contributor last year. As you know, Zarek Cooper and Tucker Israel left in January. This leaves Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence, and Chase Bryce. According to the TigerIllustrated.com, Northwestern and Purdue under strong considerations from Hunter Johnson. I think this is the right move for Hunter Johnson. I think this is the right move there. So according to, again, TigerIllustrated.com, this is why you got to subscribe, folks, TigerIllustrated.com, Hunter Johnson leaving the program to go to either Purdue or Northwestern under strong consideration right now. We'll see what it turns out to be.
That's huge.
Yeah. I hate this for him. But I mean, if he's your son, don't you think that's the right move
for him? What does that say about how the coaches feel about the other quarterbacks in the room?
I mean, personally, I think he's the second best quarterback in the room.
I do too, but what does that say about the rest of them?
That they feel comfortable moving forward, I mean, where they are and all this kind of stuff. I don't know. I think that's
this screams this is Trevor Lawrence's team. Does it not?
Trevor Lawrence was better than him. To me, it was between Trevor Lawrence and Hunter Johnson, but to the staff, it's between Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence. I think this has nothing to do with Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence.
I think this has everything to do with Trevor Lawrence.
Really?
I think that if this came down to it, let's say Kelly Bryant started this year, there was a thought in his head that maybe he could start next season, and that changed when 16 walked on campus in January.
Yeah. You feel bad for him in that, I mean, it was coming that Trevor Lawrence is coming.
Disappointing, really, because his comments on how Clemson, he's here for more than just football.
Yeah. And he was. I'm sure he was.
By the end of the day, these kids want to play.
And do you blame him one bit?
No, you can't blame him. But
if he's your son, you transfer out, right?
I guess. He's going to start at either of those two schools you just mentioned.
Yeah. And just because he's a year behind.
In 2019.
Because he's a year behind Trevor Lawrence, as long as Lawrence stays healthy here, he's not going to start here, right?
No.
I mean, you wouldn't think that the way the trajectory works out, the projections work out.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
So you're a quarterback and you want to play football, right?
All of a sudden, are you then a quarterback now?
No, you got three. Because you can win with any of the three. With that said, I mean, Chase Bryce now becomes because Kelly Bryant's done. It's going to, this time next year, it's going to be Trevor Lawrence and Chase Bryce. If you're Clemson,
Trevor Lawrence, Chase Bryce, and the
kid from Connecticut.
What's his name?
Yeah, that guy.
That long name.
Mm-hmm. I think you got to go get another quarterback now, though, right?
Yeah, that opens up, recruiting aspects as well.
Yeah, I think that's the case. So Hunter Johnson leaving Clemson, according to Larry Williams of TigerIllustrated.com. Robert is in Greenville. Robert, I really appreciate you hanging through that break, man. How you doing this morning?
All right. This seems like this last hour you've been trashing Jake Bentley. My opinion is that Jake Bentley lost his number one receiver that has scored six touchdowns in the first three games. How would any of Clemson's quarterbacks if they lost their number one receiver and they had two true freshmen behind them?
Well, they've done fine there. If South Carolina's wide receiver corps is as good as everybody says they are, you need to do fine because you've got great players. But isn't Brian Edwards supposed to be a great player, and Ortre Smith supposed to be a great player, and Shai Smith supposed to be a great player?
Brian Edwards and Hayden Hurst were left. These other two guys, they're going to come along, and in fact, I am impressed with them. Mm. But last year, they were true freshmen. I mean, you can't expect true freshmen to go out there and perform at the SEC.
What's the SEC garbage about? I mean, you can't compete against Arkansas, against Tennessee, against Vanderbilt, against Missouri, against Kentucky. What are you talking about competing against the SEC? I mean, actually, Louisiana Tech played you a lot closer than Arkansas and Tennessee and Vanderbilt and Florida. And so it's not going out and competing in the SEC. That's a garbage thing to say and do. The fact of the matter is that if freshmen play now, let me ask you something. So expect true freshmen to play in the SEC. Did Tua play? Did the wide receivers play? Did Jake Fromm play? Did DeAndre Swift play? There's freshmen all across the SEC now. True freshmen. Last year in the national championship game, it was a true freshman throwing to a true freshman. And before that, it was a true freshman in Fromm handed off to a true freshman in DeAndre Swift that was making plays down the field. So, no, I expect true freshmen to play in college football nowadays. And to say that Deebo Samuel is a good player, really, really good player. But I'm not going to say that since Deebo Samuel got hurt that I don't expect Jake Bentley to throw for more than 2,500 yards last year or to throw for more than 16 touchdowns last year. Or to throw for less than 11 interceptions last year. And I'm not going to give him a pass that he threw it straight to Ryan Carter for pick six that turned the Clemson game into a rout.
Well, one of the biggest problems, which I admit to him, is that he gets charged up before the game. That really, if you'll go back and look, his second half performance are always much greater than his first half. I don't know, but I guess he just can't help himself. He gets so charged up that he makes some big mistakes in the first half of the game.
Texter made a good point. I appreciate the phone call, Robert. Clemson's leading receiver broke his neck, and then they went on to win a national championship game. Clemson's number one receiver in the opening game of the year broke his neck. Mike Williams, they went on to win a national championship. If you got the fourth best wide receiver group in the country, then no. If Brian Edwards and Ortre Smith is as good as you say you are, so you can't argue how great your wide receivers are, then tell me you lose one guy and all of a sudden your wide receivers aren't good anymore. Call it like it is. Don't candy coat it. The guy did not have a very good sophomore season. Tony Morrell says that, right? When he says it, it's the truth. When I say it, I'm picking on the guy or I'm biased towards Clemson. Jake Bentley did not have a very good junior sophomore campaign. And so far, in the biggest games of his career, at Florida, at Clemson, in both Georgia games, and in both Clemson games, he hadn't played very well. Now, I can't help that. He didn't play against Georgia the first time around, so you can't say that. One game against Georgia, two games against, the road game at Florida, which had the winning streak going on down there, and then two games against Clemson. He hadn't played very well. Sorry. But this idea of, you can't play freshman in the SEC. Tell Alabama you can't play freshman in the SEC. Tell Georgia you can't play freshman in the SEC. Because the only two teams that were worth a damn last year in the SEC played a heck of a lot of true freshmen in key areas and key positions. But we want to make excuses. Well, true freshman. Oh, true freshman. SEC. But I'll be honest with you. I don't see true freshmen shaking in their boots to play against Missouri, Kentucky, A&M, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, stinking Florida, stinking Ole Miss, stinking Mississippi State. I don't see anybody really shaking in their boots and say, we can't play against those teams. Those are SEC teams. Playing against Alabama, yeah, that's different. Georgia's true freshmen last year weren't shaking in their boots to play against Alabama. And Alabama's true freshmen weren't shaking their boots playing in Georgia because those are the biggest plays in the game that were made. If you're really good as a true freshman, then you're good. If you're not very good, you're not very good. You okay over there, buddy?
I'm good, man. Go ahead. You're doing great.
I'm not going to candy coat it and tell you, I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes, at allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, Brad Hughes, insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget some of the sports every single day. I got several to forgive. I forgive the meat grinder folks. Also, I'm going to forgive the folks down in Florida for the bizarre ending to the Florida Mid-Am. On the Florida State Golf Association declared Mark Dole the winner of the 37th Annual Mid-Amateur Championship on May 13th, his opponent in a tie match with two holes to go was unable to return because of an unfortunate injury during a long weather delay. The police report obtained by the Golf Channel said that Charlotte County Sheriff's Officer called that afternoon, claimed that he'd been assaulted in a parking lot. In a statement, Golden said he was sucker punched in the face by Dole's caddy. Both said that an alleged incident from a rules dispute on the ninth hole. And they got into it. Hibbs reportedly told Golden, don't worry about it. If you're going to make it, you're going to make it. No sense in talking about it. At this point, Hibbs said he recused himself, returned to the clubhouse. Dole and Golden continued in their match. The caddy did recuse himself, but the caddy hit the guy who finished second in the face. And so, man, a little Mid-Atlantic wrestling down there in the final round of the Mid-Am down in the state of Florida. Crazy stuff. Buddy, we finished things up. Skip the music because I only got about a minute left for our two-minute drill.
Just a friendly reminder. You guys handled it so well when we had a transfer out at the defensive tackle position this past week. Handle the Hunter Johnson news well as well. Handle with class. Wish him the best. And hope he lands on his feet and has success at whatever Midwestern school he ends up at.
Yeah. My two-minute drill, buddy, EricNewton.com. EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's a good friend, EricNewton.com. I can tell you that in looking at it, I think Hunter Johnson made the best decision for him, considering everything else around him. I know he liked it here. I know the family liked it here, and it was a good deal there. And who knew what was going to come out of it? In the end, Trevor Lawrence is a once-in-a-generation guy, and it will be a little bit different deal there. So I wish Hunter Johnson all the luck in the world. And it goes to show you, man, how you can be so deep in one position 1 second, and you look around and go, oh, now you got to go recruit again. That's why you got to recruit every single year. Every single year. Let me thank our callers, sponsors, listeners.